Okay. So for the last year on the sugya, right, up until this point, we've been discussing, right, the different factors which positively contribute to the forming of a kat. Right, the factors of a joint ri'iya, joint hadada, right, different shittos, is it either one, is it both? Depends on the particular type of edus, all of those discussions. But today, we're going to see, right, additional requirements, additional factors which are required by certain rishonim, certain mefarshim, in terms of, you know, different factors which are required in order for the psul of nimsechem mem karav apostle to apply in a particular case. So again, if up until now we've been discussing the factors which are needed to generate a kat, so today we're going to focus on three or four different factors which are going to undermine that serif. And a recurring theme that we're going to be seeing, try to figure out, are these factors, do they undermine the kat itself? Or do they undermine an edit serif required beyond the kat? Meaning, it could be that if for certain mefarshim, in addition to having a kat of edus, right, just because you have a kat of edus, that alone doesn't suffice to apply nimsech ha'mem karav apostle. Perhaps you require an additional level of connection, additional level of tzeirah between the edim within a kat in order to apply nimsech ha'mem karav apostle. And again, we'll tie that back to the opening of the sugya about different perspectives on nimsech ha'mem karav apostle. So right now we're going to go through four different factors which are going to undermine, you know, the tzeirif, they undermine, you know, the application of nimsech ha'mem karav apostle. And what we're going to have to figure out in each case is this undermining the kat itself, or is this just undermining more the added requirement of tzeirif beyond the kat itself? So factor number one, which is the most mechudish factor, which is already presented by, you know, Reb Chaim Cohen in Tosos, which is that in addition to requiring a kat, right, you need the edim ksherim to actively have kavana to be mitzarif to the edim psul. So again, factor number one is that you're not going to have nimsech ha'mem karav apostle if the edim ksherim don't have active kavana to be mitzarif to the edim psul. Okay, so let's see where this comes up. So again, on which part of the Gemara does Reb Chaim Cohen comment? What? Exactly. The question of Lemechsi Asisu or Lasu the Asisu. Right, so up until now we've been assuming that question is posed to, like, who does, let's say Rashi, who does everyone else assume that question is posed to? You know what I'm saying? To which types of Edom, I mean? To Edom Psulim. Asking them, oh, you Edom Psulim, the Karav Apostle, do you have Kavana Lehayat? Or do you not have Kavana Lehayat? Well, but Reb Chaim Cohen's Chiddush, that it's not, the subject of that question is not the Edom Psulim, but it's rather the Edim Ksher. So let's see Reb Chaim Cohen's Hechreach for this. David, would you mind? So Dior Masala Sude Asisu. So his Hechreach is a Kasha. So what question is Reb Chaim Cohen bothered by?
That every person who kills can find a way around it.
How? Because his Karav is going to come along and say, ah, I intended to give Edus. And once we trust that, so then you're never going to find a case where the basin could put someone to death, because you can always, the rotzeach, or the roveya, right, the nidon's karov can just come along and say, I'm apostle, I'd kavana layit, boom, undermining the edus. Oh, so here's Reb Chaim Cohen. Oh. Right, so who's the question posed to? To the edim ksherim. So what are we asking? Did you have kavana to be made with the psulim, or did you have kavana, or did you not have kavana to be made with the psulim? The iamri. Oh, and if they didn't have this positive kavana to be made alongside the psulim, so then there's no din of nimsech ad mehem karav apostle. Aval. Oh, but only if they say, oh, we had kavana to be mitzarif alongside Edim Psulim, only then do we apply Nimsech Ad Mehem Karav Upasal. Right? So again, Reb Chaim Cohen, again, to Eitan's question, Reb Chaim Cohen's question assumes that any Karav could come along, right? So any person come off the street and say, I was there and I had kavana to pasal. And therefore he's bothered, then you never end up having a case where you put someone to death. to death.
Would there be zomer, like, would there be zomer on that?
Yeah, there would be. There would be. But he still doesn't want to open himself up to that.
I mean, do you need to have kavanah to be mitzar to the edim, or specifically to edim psulim?
Sounds like the edim psulim.
Kind of like the rif.
A little different, right? Again, Reb Chaim Cohen is a little different than the rif, because Reb Chaim Cohen says you need active kavanah, like positive kavanah, to be mitzarif to the edim psulim. That's in addition to recognizing the edim psulim. You actually have to have kavanah to be made alongside those edim. So that's the way Reb Chaim is going to say it. So that's the way Reb Chaim Cohen understands, again, the question of Lemechse Asisu or Lasudi Asisu is not directed toward the edim psulim, it's rather directed to the edim ksherim. The question is, did you have kavanah to be mitzarev to the edim psulim or not? So this shita Reb Chaim Cohen is mechudesh on two levels. I was going to finish up and then we'll take a question. On two levels. Number one, on a textual level. Number two, on a conceptual level. So starting with the textual level, the lashon. Number one, again, if you look carefully at the Gemara, right? What's the Gemara's opening question? Hechi amrinan lehu, right? Who does lehu, just on a pashas level, who seems to be the subject of lehu? What? How do we know that? Because who was these? What was the subject of the mission that this Gemara is coming off of? Right? Ma'yasu shnei achim, right? Ma'yasu shnei achim shiro be'echad shahari gesa nefesh. Right, so again, just on a textual level, when the Gemara asks, so hechi amrina lehu, sounds like it's going on the Shnei Achim, on the Psulim. So again, ha'ara number one on a textual level, it just sounds like lehu is going on the Edim Psulim, because the Mishnah, so the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah, and the subject of the Mishnah was the Shnei Achim, which is the Psulim. So we say, hechi amrina lehu, it sounds like it's going on the Psulim, number one. What's another dochak in the Lashon of the Gemara according to Klein Cohen? Excellent. The word lemechse. Because the pashtos, the contrast between la suhude versus lemechse is what? According to, let's say, Rashi. What's the question to the Edim Psulim? Do you have kavanah to be meyed? Or do you have kavanah just to watch? You're here for the hak, right? So is it la suhude, are you here to give edus? Or lemechse, are you here just to watch? So that makes sense. If the question is going to Edim Psulim, you're asking, do you have kavanah lehayit or not? But according to Reb Chaim Cohen, if you're talking to the Edim Ksherim, according to both Stadim of La Suhude or La, right, or La, right, or Lemechsi, right, both Stadim, the people have kavanah lehayit. The only question is, do you have kavanah lehayit alongside the Edim Psulim? Do you have kavanah to be mitzarev for the Edim Psulim? Or do you not have kavanah to be mitzarev to Edim Psulim? So to read that into Lemechsi or La Suhude also seems to be a dachuk read in the Gemara. So both are from the Lashon of Lehu, which seems to be going on the Edim Psulim. Number two, just the Lashon of Lemechsi or La Suhude, again, this just highlights, right, that Reb Chaim Cohen is clearly bothered by his question. How can we open up the opportunity that, like, oh, any puzzle can come along and just say, oh, I have Kavanah La Suhude, and thereby undermine the Edus? So he's obviously willing to overcome all these textual problems with the Lashon, and because he's so bothered by his question. So that's the issues on a Lashon on a textual level. Now I want to analyze it on a Svara level, right? So Misvara is also Bechidesh Reb Chaim Cohen, right? Reb Chaim Cohen is assuming the only time you have Nimtzach Anam Karav Apostle if the Edim Ksherim actively have Kavanah to be Mitzarev to the Edim Psulim. So this doesn't seem to be just a sheer in kat edus, right? On a sheer in kat edus, it sounds like at the end of the day, if they both saw it together, they both are, gave edus together, or gave edus, it sounds like there is going to be a kat. It sounds like Reb Chaim Cohen's chiddush is that not only in order to apply Nimtzach Anam Karav Apostle, it's not enough just to have a joint kat. You need an additional connection, additional seraph between the Edim Ksherim and the Edim Psulim in order to trigger Nimtzach Anam Karav Apostle. And according to Reb Chaim Cohen, that added seraph, that added connection, requires the Edim Ksherim to actively have Kavanah to be mitzarif with the Edim Psulim. So again, on a Svara level, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Cohen, that's not enough to just have a kop. Right? You need to not only have a kop, you need an additional level of connection between the Edim Ksherim and the Edim Psulim in order to trigger the psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. And I think, and I'll take questions, this relates to the beginning of the Sigah, whoever was here, representing two different mahalchim in terms of what is the nature of nimtzecha me'amkar v'pasul. Is it just what we call all or nothing, which basically said is a din, right? The only time you can accept a kat edus is if all edim in the kat are kosher. According to that mahalch, it sounds like the koveya is a kat. As long as there is a pasul ed within the kat, nimtzecha me'amkar v'pasul, because all or nothing, you can only accept a kat edim, a kat of edim, if all of the edim in that kat is kosher. But according to that, that doesn't work with Reb Chaim Kohn, because in this case there is a kat, and yet Reb Chaim Kohn is not willing to apply it. So Reb Chaim Kohn seems to adopt what we call the nispashta mahalach. The nispashta mahalach was this chiddush that we extend the psul from the pasul ed to all the other edim ksher. Nispashta, where it extends, right? We extend the psul aguf beyond the puzzle to all the edim ksherim. So within that mahalach, that it's about extending the psul to the other edim ksherim, perhaps it doesn't suffice just for them to be in the same kat. You need another level of tzeirah between the edim ksherim and the edim psulim in order to carry over that psul from the puzzle eight to the edim ksherim. According to Chaim Kohn, it could be that the only time we're going to extend that psul is if not only are they in the same kat, there's also this Eret Seraph based on the Edom Ksherim having Kavana to be Mitzarev to the Edom Psulim. So once the Edom Ksherim have Kavana to be Mitzarev to Edom Psulim, so then you have this Chiddush that will be Mitzpashe the Psul to the Edom Ksherim. Yeah.
Why do we ask the Edom Ksherim? Meaning what do the Edom Psulim have Kavana?
According to Kavana, it doesn't suffice. Because then you're giving the power to a karov of the nidon to just pasul. He says, no, that's not going to be enough. You need, in order for the edim ksherim to be susceptible to this psul, they actively need to create that connection.
Right. And also in terms of reform, you said that the karov is always going to join in, right? So meaning
we're scared of that.
Right. So but what's the most factor zone for that? Because how are you modeling someone who is trying to make someone go free? So they're trying to make the needle and putter, right?
Oh.
So what's the kasher zama? I guess just on
this. You're saying let's say that eid pus again, hazama doesn't apply to eidim.
Exactly.
So you
just throw it out.
Yeah.
See what
he's
saying.
Yeah, remember that Rambam in the beginning. Who is it? Again, it might depend if he... I'm not sure. Okay, so just in terms of... Do you have a question, or that was...
I think the Chaim Kohn is a little more... If you take a rabbit approach, it doesn't really make so much sense that we're asking the 8-8 psulim who don't have a shame 8 at all, what they're... Why should they have any relevance in this case? There's no halos to anything that they're doing.
Say it again?
Meaning, they don't have a shame edus at all.
Yeah, but that was only by a bal davar. We're not talking about. The rabbi is only talking about you're the hab, meaning lemas, right? Nimzecha memkar of apostle is only going to apply to psule edus, not the people who lack a shame edus. Right? So, meaning.
You don't have to take the exact approach to the rabbi. If you say it almost isn't established that you wouldn't ask the krovim what your kavana was, because if they're not eligible to be edim in this case, then why should their kavana have any effect on this case? Conceptually, it's not terrible either.
Interesting. So just in terms of, right, in each case, we're going to present a factor, and then we're going to present the counter evidence, and farshim who reject the factor, right? So this first factor we're discussing is Reb Chaim Kohn's chiddush that you need an active, positive kavana on the part of the edim ksherim to be mitzarev to the edim sula. So just the evidence against this, right, clearly is starting with Rashi. Right, Rashi and everyone who thinks that the question is going on the Edim Psulim, obviously reject this. If you just look at Rashi, Dir Maso Hechi Amrin Alu, it's clear as day. Avi, do you see it? The Rashi Vav Aman Aleph, the last Rashi on the Amud. Oh, so who is it going on? Oh, that's right there. Right, Rashi already off the bat disagrees with Chaim Cohen and says that the question the subject of the question is the Karov and the Pasuk or Levitzakinu in Mitzchila Le'edus Niskan. Right, so we're getting right off the bat. You have Rashi and many other Rishonim who agree with Rashi, again, who says, no, what are you talking about? The question is not to the Edim Ksherim. The question is rather posed to the Edim Sulim, and the question is, did you have Kavana Lahayed or not? Oh. And just to finish it up, so the Shach, again, this is, I'm not sure if anyone had a chance to get to it, but the Shach in Lamed Vav Hey, again, points out that not only Rashi, but most Mefarshim disagree with Chaim Cohen. Right, it's the Rashi, the Rambam, the Rosh, and basically everyone disagrees with Reb Chaim Cohen and says, no, the question is really posed to the and Shulchan Aruch and is posed to the Edim Psulim. Okay, we'll get there in a moment. The Shach points out, oh, but then what are you going to do with Reb Chaim Cohen's Kasha? Reb Chaim Cohen has a very good question, which is, we're going to trust any Eid Pasul to come along and say, I had Kavana Lehayid. So adds the Shach, anyone get to this? Adds the Shach, that no, we only trust an Eid Pasul who we know was there b'shas Maisa. Only an Eid Pasul who is present at the Maisa will be trusted to say, oh, I'd Kavana Lahed. But if we don't know, right, if we don't know that the Pasul Eid was present at the Maisa, so then just because a Karov comes and says, oh, I was there in a Kavana Lahed, if we, the Beis Din, don't know that he was there, right, so then we're not going to give him any nemanus in that regard. And that way the Shach undermines the Kasha of Reb Chaim Cohen, because the Kasha of Reb Chaim Cohen is that in every single case, the Pasul can come along and just say, oh, I had Kavana Lahayid. The answer is no. The only time that works is if we know that he was there. Yeah.
We don't believe that he was there because of
Karov? He doesn't explain why. He Shach just says that he does not have nemanus if we don't know that he was there.
Why do we believe other people that he weren't?
Seemingly it's because of the Chashash Sheker. Because of this Chashash Sheker of Reb Chaim Cohen, that, oh, maybe you're just coming to help your Karov get off the hook. So, yeah, we're not going to believe him that he's there.
Otherwise, we don't believe him that he's there, we don't believe him
on that he was coming. Yeah. What's Xeris Malach? Edus? That's true. But it sounds... Well, again, that's really referring to two Krovim with each other. That's a Moshe and Aaron coming together as Eidim. Does that also apply to, when you're a Karov to the Nidon? It could be. But according to the Shach, we have this Chashash... Sounds like he's saying we have this Chashash Sheker.
It's definitely there's also an added element of Chashash Sheker.
Perhaps. That's what it sounds like. Or it sounds like he's saying even... Gzeros Kasev is that even in a case where you remove the Chashash Sheker, there's still going to be a Gzeros Kasev that it applies. Pasha, that's what he means. There's also Gzeros Kasev. So even if you remove the Chashash Sheker, there's still Gzeros Kasev. It doesn't mean that there isn't also Chashash Sheker in many cases. That's what it sounds like, yeah.
How do we prove that the Karov Soul
was
there? That's fine.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're going to need to eat this for that. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to need to eat this for that. Or the bit. Yeah, it sounds like it. That's, again, yeah, that's a...
The Kasher of Chagun is still going to be Shach, because like, every Ruchach is going to know that if I want to get off the road, I can be free.
Yeah, so.
It can help for this, right?
Yeah. The way the Shach says it, the only time Reb Chaim Cohen has a bomb kasha is if it's in every case. Once it doesn't apply in every case, so then, again, because the question is, the Torah presents a case where there's a Ritzicha and it's held accountable. So you can never have, it's sort of like the Gemara's question of Har Yatzil. It can't be that in every single case, right, you can't have Eidus, because then how are you going to be Mekayim the Pasuk? As long as there are going to be cases where you can't be Mekayim the Pasuk, so then you're good.
Isn't a better answer to say Nachin Ami? Like, we're dealing with, like, when are we concerned about Adam coming in line? Like, we're concerned, like...
You're saying that's the Chiddush din of, yeah.
The pristine world of Plumbus.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I am noted towards that perspective, but at the end of the day, I guess there are some, you know, practical considerations as well. Okay, good. So again, factor number one, held by Reb Chaim Cohen, again, is this idea that you need an active kavanah on the part of the Edom Ksherin to be mitzarif to the Edom Psulim in order for it to trigger Nimtzach on the Apostle. We're explaining that sounds like it's going beyond just creating a kot. There needs to be some additional level of connection between the Edom Ksherin and the Edom Psulim for Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle to apply. Oh. Now let's move on to the second fact. The second factor is introduced by the Rif. So what's this factor added by the Rif? It's not that that the Ksherim need to have Kavana to be Mistarif to the Psulim. What does the Rif say? You have to be Makir, right? The Edom Ksherim need to have a Heker, need to recognize that the other Edom are Psulim. So again, this also seems to be a requirement beyond just, you know, the creation of a kat, and it sounds like it's a Reb Chaim Cohen just a little underneath, right? It's not right that added serif to the kat is not that you need this active, kavana lit starif, but you at least need to have a heker, right? The edim ksherim, in order for there to be a sufficient serif between the edim ksherim and the edim psulim, the edim ksherim at least need to be makir that the other edim in this kat are psulim. So this comes from a tshuvas harif. Which again, let's go to the Ramban. Anyone have the Ramban open? Yitzhak, would you mind? So again, this is the middle of the Rif on Vav Amud Aleph, starting with the Ubetshuva the Rabbeinu Hagadol.
The Ubetshuva the Rabbeinu Hagadol is now Ra'izi, Dishnayim HaFasumim Alastar, Nimta Echamehem Haro, Ra'asim Rapho, the Zachar Aedith.
Right, so this case where you have two Edim and Shtar, right, ends up being that one of them is possible, but the other one, the kosher Ed, didn't know that his partner, right, was a possible Ed. Right, it says the Ed kosher is still kosher, and therefore you can still be Mechayev Shua. Right, it's only if they actually don't recognize each other. If they don't recognize each other, so then you can then his nemanus to say that he wasn't makir the other person's soul. Interesting. So the Rif says, just like we're going to trust the Edom to say lemechsi or lasuhude, so we're also going to trust the Edom to say whether they were makir the other aid possible. So again, so the first proof of this second factor that you need to be that the aid kosher needs to be makir the aid possible comes from the Rif, and he brings a raya from the nemonis of lasude and lamachsi to here. So on this, the Ramban is going to continue. The Ramban is going to agree. So not only do we have the Tshuvas Rif, but the Ramban is going to agree with the Rif's yisod. And then, what he's going to do, he's going to add, he's going to bring a raya from the Tosafta, and he's going to add some svara to it. Continue, Yitzchak, the Yadati. So originally, it didn't seem like the Rif had any makor for this. Oh, but I found the makor in the Tosafta. What does the Tosafta say?
Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Afbidine Mamlos, Megulo Yadashi is Karabo Apostle Tiskayam Avis Bisharid.
So even in Dini Mamonos, there'll be a case where you don't have Nimsech Hamem Karav Apostle if Lo Yada Sheish Lehem Karav Apostle. Right? This is what I'm saying. If the aid kosher doesn't recognize that his partner is Apostle, so then we're not going to have Nimsech Hamem Karav Apostle. So he says, oh, so the pshat in this Tosafta is exactly like the Rif, that a Tanai of Nimsech Hamem Karav Apostle is that you at least need this hacker. Skip a couple lines, it just explains the pshat of the vine. It says a little later, it says, Miu Gamrina Mina.
Miu Gamrina Mina, Shekisha Anu Poslan, the Nimta Achamam Karbo Puzzle, Hainu Taima, Mishum Shedit Pulitsuli.
Oh, this is a key line. Right, it sounds like there's an added connection between the Ksherim and the Psulim. Right, anyway, I know the Lushan where he's coming off. This is the Lushan of the Mishnah on Hay on the Bays. And the Lashon says, "Im anash akasuv l'netapel over avera, kover avera, alachas kamav kama yishalim schar l'netapel ose mitzvah." So the Ramban is midayik And again, then the Mishnah quotes Nimzah Chamei Karav Apostle next. So the Ramban is medayik that you need this netapo over. There needs to be this added connection between the eid kosher to the eid pasul in order to trigger nimzah chamei karav pasul. And the way we're saying it is that you see, as according to Ramban's explanation, that this requirement of heker is not just a shear in ka edus. It's an additional factor. Because in order to trigger nimzah chamei karav pasul, it's not enough for them to be in the same kat. You need an additional connection, an additional tziruf between the Edim Ksherim and the Edim Psulim, and according to the Rif, that additional connection is provided by the Eid Kosher being Makir, the Psul of the Eid Pasul. Once he recognizes and he says, oh, Afal Pikin, I'm going to sit in the same Kat Edus as them, so then that's a sufficient connection, sufficient tziruf between them to trigger Nimsech HaMem Karav Pasul. So not only is Reb Chaim Cohen's Shita clearly dependent on, it's not enough to just have a common kat. You need additional tzeirif. So Reb Chaim Cohen says, oh, therefore you need an additional kavana litztarif. So the Ramban says a similar conceptual idea. It's not enough to be in the same kat. You need that additional tzeirif. According to Ramban, that additional tzeirif is as long as you're makir, as long as the eid kosher is makir, the psul of the eid pasul. As we said before, again, this seems to work out better with the nespashet approach, that it's not just about being in the same kat, all or nothing. You need an additional connection in order to carry over the psul edus. And then the Ramban adds, let's do it outside. The Ramban adds that, right, if the Rif is bringing a raya from, if we trust the Edim to answer La Suhude or La Mechzi, then, oh, so too here we're going to trust the Eid Kosher, whether or not, right, he was Makir, the psul. According to this, it sounds like, according to the Rif, that the question of La Mechzi or La Suhude is going on who? On the Edim Ksherim. Right? Is he bringing a raya from Lemechzi or La Suhude that we're going to trust the Eid Kosher to say whether he's Makir, the Psul? So it sounds like the question of Lemechzi or La Suhude, according to the Rif, is going on the Edim Ksherim like Reb Chaim Cohen. So just the Ramban points out that if you're bringing a raya from Lemechzi or La Suhude to trusting the Eid Kosher about him being Makir or not being Makir, the apostle, again, it sounds like, according to the Rif at least, that he's like Reb Chaim Cohen, that the question is going on the Edim, and the Edim Ksherim, not just the Edim, going on the Edim Ksherim, and not the Edim Psul. So again, so far, in terms of the second factor, being Makir, the apostle, you have the Rif, then you have the Ramban, again, who agrees and adds a little bit, but not only does the Rif, but not only does the Ramban accept it, but also the Ritzvah. Right, if you have the Ritzvah, and the Ritzvah is going to add a couple of points as well. Anybody have the Ritzvah here? Avidan? Oh, so you see, again, in the... Here is the Vodiyah Shalosef. Exactly, Vodiyah Shalosef. Exactly, perfect. Vodiyah
Shalosef, the add-on, Shalosef, the Psulim, Bilvah, under Omer, Lamayah, we don't only get the Psul, we're not...
Right, we don't just ask that question to the psulim like Rashi says.
If Sharon not
one of you
in start,
if that's an interesting lashon. Really, with the Rif, that lashon alone sounds like a Chaim Cohen, but I think he really means that, meaning kavana litzarif, meaning he recognizes that the guy is pasul. So he says, Elo, look. So the Ritz is pointing out, right, that according to the Rif, what comes out is that the question of, right, of Lemechzi or Lasude is basically posed to both the Edim Psulim, like Rashi, and to the Edim Ksherim, like Reb Chaim Cohen, because according to the Rif, you need to ask, right, not only to ask the Edim Psulim whether they had Kavanah Lahed, you have to ask now the Edim Ksherim whether they were Makir, right, whether, you know, they recognize that the Edim Psulim are Psulim.
Meaning whether they recognize they're Psulim or whether they recognize they're about to start. I mean, when they saw the mice over, they take
me where they're about to start. No, I think now. The ritual that you tell so thinks that the question is posed at the Shas Haggadah.
The question is posed at the Shas Haggadah, but are we asking about
the Kavanah? Oh, I think it's like the Kavanah is that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, Avidan is asking, are we asking, according to the Rif, are we asking whether you're Makir, the Edim Psulim, b'shas ri'ya or b'shas hagada? That's a good question. I would assume b'shas hagada, but no, yeah.
The first line, that seems like what he's saying. I don't know what else could mean by this. She'ena shela zos ava b'shas b'yas ama beiz in the height. If he means just
time, yeah.
If he still means that it's asked at shas beiz at shas hagada about. Like Shastri, and that'd be obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would he be throwing
it? So it sounds like the question is focused about Shas Hagada.
Yeah,
that's how I would assume also. Oh. And then the Ritzvah just continues a little later by to say, oh, by the way, this whole idea of that it matters what the Edom Ksherim have in mind, that's only according to Shitas Rebbe, right, who cares about the Kavana. But he says, according to Shitas Rebbe Yossi, and he adds, right, Rebbe Kiva, if you think that, oh, it's Re'iyah, right, alone, we're calling it approach 1A, so then there's no room for the Ramban's idea of, oh, that you need the kavana of the Edim Ksherim, you know, in terms of being makir, the Pesach. That's just the added ha'ara of the Ritzvah, that this added requirement of the Rif, that for the Edim Ksherim to be makir, the psul, that only applies if you're going within the Tanaim who care about Kavana. If you think that just the Re'i alone is Mitzarif, everyone automatically, so obviously you're not going to require any type of Hecker. Okay, so again, according to the second factor of Hecker to create this Tzarif, you have the Rif, which is accepted by the Ramban, you know, and the Ritzvah, and also the Halacha, according to at least the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in Lamed Vav Beis, right? Again, anyone have the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? In Lamed Vav Beis, Shulchan Aruch, and in this first day, quotes this. Kiva Fimbasun, do you have it? Right, so again, this is Choshe Mishpat, Simen Lamed Vav, Siv Beis, the first day, it's B'Shema Yesh Omrim, but again, the second day is also Yesh Omrim, so it's important. It's not a Yesh Omrim versus a Stam, it's a Yesh Omrim versus a Yesh Omrim. You see it?
Yesh
Omrim Shafil? It says, Imahed Kara Varachok? Exactly. So this first Yesh Omrim says that if the Pasul doesn't recognize the Eid Kosher doesn't recognize the Psul of the Eid Pasul, so then we don't have Nimtzach Amen Karav a Pasul, and the Eid Kosher remains kosher to be Mechayev a Shavuot. And so you also have this in the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. So in terms of the Mefarshim who reject this requirement, so first you have the Ra'ah, quoted by the Ravid. If you look in the next paragraph, Avidan, he's about to say, he quotes Vishitas Mori Ha'Ra'azal. He says, Ela Shehu Posel.
Vishitas Mori Ha'Ra'azal. Ela Shehu Posel, Vishitel Hai Vihidu.
So the Ra'ah, again, the Rebbe of the Ritzvah, again, rejects this requirement of is the first person who rejects the requirement of the Rif, and says, no, we're going to have the din of Nimtzach HaNem Karuv Apostle, even if you don't have this Hecker. Again, presumably the Lumdus is, if you're all in the same top, that suffices. Right? You don't need this added Seraph, as long as they're both within the same top, because they had a joint to Ra'iyah, or they had a joint to Haggadah, whatever the Mahalach may be, they're in the same top. You don't need this added tziruf of having a hecker. In addition to the ra'ah, you also have the rush, right? So the rush, everyone turn to the rush. The rush emphatically rejects this requirement. So the rush first quotes the rif, and then it's the little mistaber li klal. Mordechai, what do you mind? So again, this is the rush in Simon Yud Aleph, I believe. Right, Simon Yud Aleph. The beginning of the paragraph is below Mestaber Liklag, as he first quotes the Rif, like the Ramban does. He says, oh, this might be shot in the top belt, that you needed this added level of Tziruf. This is below Mestaber Liklag.
Below Mestaber Liklag. The Gimach Eira of Apostle Bevesin is Batal Gamedas Hachirin. Havein Tolid Mashalo Hikir Hakasher Bekorvasa.
Right? Again, as long as they're part of the same kot, doesn't matter that they're not Makir, and they're in the same kot. Right, we never find in the Gemara this requirement of Heker. Right, so again, the Rif might say Hagufa is pshat in Lasude or Lamechsi, right? They think that is pshat, but according to the Rush, that doesn't seem to be pshat there. As you pointed out, the Pashas, that seems to be going on the Psulim, asking them whether they had Kavana Lahayed or not. So according to the Rush, there's no zecher of this hecker idea in Shas. And he says, and don't bring a raya from the Tosefta because I have another pshat in the Tosefta. Right? Classic. The Tosefta really says my pshat. Right? And he sticks in his pshat of Yichud Edim into the Tosefta. Oh, so again, it's not just, you were in, it's not just talking about a case where, right, the aid kosher is not makir, the aid puzzle. The reason for that is because, right, there was a hazmana, right, there was an invitation for certain aidim to testify, and the aidim psulim were not included in that hazmana. So in that case, then Tiskayim Aidus Bishar Aidim. So again, the Rosh says, don't bring a raya from the Tosefta, because the Tosefta is not talking about a stomp case where the Aidim Kshem are not makir the psul. That's particularly a case where there was a hazmana, where there was a yichud, which the Rosh is going to see very soon, is saying that is a factor in this sugi. So you have the Ra'ah rejecting this Hekar idea, we have the Rosh rejecting this Hekar idea, and an interesting rejection is also coming from the Maram al-Hashkar. Right? Maram al-Hashkar, which I have on the Mamakom sheet, has a very interesting Raya against the Rif from Rav Haigon. And we're going to see in a moment that Maram al-Hashkar's rejection of the Rif has its own very questionable assumption when he equates two different cases. Yaakov, do you mind? So, right, you have a... So again, starting right, the Maram al-Hashkar just quotes a case of the Chuvah of Haigon. Again, just the background is Haigon is dealing with a case where you have two Edim, where Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is puzzle, and the question is whether Shimon is going to be kosher to be mitzari for the other Edim. So that's just the case. See it as the three dots. It says Hilkach Yaakov. Halfway down it says Hilkach and Ba im Levi. Yeah. Right, again, so it's saying, if you have, Reuven was puzzle, and Reuven and Shimon were together, so Reuven was puzzle, so Nimtzach HaMem Karfa puzzle, also puzzles Shimon. Then the question is, can Shimon be mitzarif with Levi, who's a third aid kosher? So he's, Rav Haigon says, if Levi, whose kosher was never mitzarif with a puzzle, can be mitzarif with a fourth aid, then of course that's going to work, because then Levi and this fourth aid are completely kosher. But, Vim in. Oh, this is a very important line. Where he says, but if it's just Shimon and Levi, since Shimon was subject to Nimsa Chamem Karv Puzzle, so Shimon was Puzzle, and then he can't be Mitzarif to Levi. This is the key one, is what you just read. The in Shomen Lo, and we don't listen to Shimon, Im Omer Lo Hayisi Yodea. Shekish et starif im ruvein tibatal edusai. Right? So what is Shimon's taina? I didn't know about the din of nimtzecha memkar of a pasul. It's very important. Rav Haigon says, if Shimon, right, said, the kosher says, I wasn't makir, not that the other aid was pasul, but I was not familiar with the din of nimtzecha memkar of a pasul, Maram al-Hashkar, the Rav Haigon says, we don't care about that. That's not a valid taina. Let's just finish up, right? No, well, a butt laid this. Fine. Adkan Lashono, we're going to have, And now Maram al-Hashkar says, see if you do have the two dots. Very important equation. So what's the Maram al-Hashkar assuming? He's saying, if Rav Haigon says that we don't care, right, when the aid kosher didn't know about the din of Nimsa Echa Mem Karav Apostle, so then who adinami, Rav Haigon's not going to care, right, if the aid kosher isn't makir the fact that the other guy is puzzle. So Maram al-Hashkar is saying that not being makir, the din of Nimtzeh Echad, is the same as not being makir that the other guy's psul. And therefore says, if Rav Haigon rejects, says, we're still going to apply Nimtzeh Echad, if the guy is not makir, the psul of Nimtzeh Echad, who at the Nami is going to apply Nimtzeh Echad, even if he's not makir, the other guy's psul. Yeah.
I just don't understand why it needs to be when Rav Hai says, Tevatelutti means that he didn't know the din of Mitzai Chakor Basul. Since Tevatelutti, I didn't know it's possible, and that's how Tevatelutti.
So you're saying maybe
he was just saying I didn't know he was possible. It could be.
I hear that. That could be, but even assuming that the read is correct, right? The Maharam Alashkar's equation is very problematic, right? Because again, the Shach points out that this equation is pretty faulty, right? Because what would be the basis of being machalik between being makir the din of nimsa echad and being makir the other guy's psul? How can he easily be machalik?
You recognize that it's possible.
Okay, good. Why is that difference in...
You're already assisting and making yourself dependent on... You didn't know this capacity,
you were still being sorry. That's the key. Meaning, the whole yesod of the riff is that when you're not makir, the other psul aid, right? So that breaks the tzeirah between you, the aid kosher, and the other psul aid, right? But in the Ravai's case, where you recognize the other, assuming this is correct, right? Assuming the read is correct, where you recognize that the other guy is puzzle, you just don't know the din of nimsa echa mam karav puzzle. So not knowing the din of nimsa echa mam karav puzzle doesn't break the tzeirah between the aid kosher and the aid puzzle. So argues the shach. This is the shach in lamed vav chaf aleph. He says Maram Alashkar's equation is very faulty because the whole yisod of the riff is that when you're not makir the eight puzzles psul, so that breaks the tzeirah between the eight kosher and the eight puzzle. But if you recognize the psul of the eight puzzle, you just don't know the din of nimtzei echad mem karav puzzle. That doesn't break the tzeirah between the eidim. So the whole din of the riv is about breaking the tzeirah between the eight kosher and the eight puzzle. So then the case of not knowing the din of nimtzei echad mem karav puzzle, mandekar shmei, there's no shaychus, right? So again, this way. Although the Maram Alashkar, again, is like the Ra'ah and the Rush in rejecting the Rif, again, the Maram Alashkar's Raya from Rav Haigon is very faulty. Because just because Rav Haigon rejects the Taina of, I didn't know about the Din of Nimsa Echad, that presumably is no Raya to the Rif's Din, where the guy says, I don't recognize that the other eight was puzzled, because in that case of the Rif, that is a breakdown of the Tzeirah between the eight kosher and the eight and the eight puzzled. Yes, Pinchas.
Why just the fact that you didn't actually thought who was, still had
Kavanah to be Mitzarev? But again, you only had Kavanah to be Mitzarev with him because you didn't know who he was. I mean,
what does that mean though? It's like, if I'd known that you were also, I wouldn't be Mitzarev.
It all comes back, this is the Ramban's point. It all comes back to the Mishnah's Lashon of being the Tapel over Anvera. If the Mechayev is that you willingly joined forces with someone who is pasul, so that's nimsa echamem karav pasul. The netapala over evera, it means that you're willingly joining forces with a liar, with a pasul. Right? So if that's the vort, so that's only when you recognize that he's a pasul. If I joined forces with him because I thought he was, a tzaddik and he was doing, then, meaning, the tzeirah was a mekach tos in the sense that I had a mind to join forces, but not knowing who he was. If I knew who he was, I would never have joined forces with him. So it breaks down the tzeirah because your tzeirah with him was only provided he was an aid kosher.
It's
a what?
Why does it matter that you knew you were doing something wrong?
But again, because you were only joining forces provided he was an aid kosher. And if you're not Makir's psul, you can always say, I wasn't mitzarif with him as an aid psul. I was only mitzarif with him because I assumed he was an aid kosher. And if you assume that the vort of nimtzach on the karav of a psul is only when there's an active tziruv between the kosher and the psul, for the Reb Chaim Kohn, it's when you actively want to be with the psulim. And according to the Ramban, it's when you're Makir the psul. So then you're only going to have it when you actually recognize it. So again, we're low on time here. Let's go to the third factor. The third factor, so again, factors number one and two, again, Reb Chaim Cohen, is that you actively mitzarev, if you actively have kavara to be mitzarev to the eid psulim, to the eidim psulim. The factor number two is the heker. Again, these are both, shiurim in this edit seraf between the ksherim and the psulim. Now we're going to get to a third factor, which is we'll call it an outside factor, which is able to break the tseraf slash the kat edus. And this is a factor of yichud edim, a very important factor which is applied, lemaisa as well. And that is that the baal davar is able to be miyachid certain edim and say, I want you, Reuven and Shimon, because you are the ksherim, I want you to be my edim. And that yichud is able to exclude other edim psulim. And therefore, basically going to exclude them from the kat edus, and therefore going to prevent the application of nimtzach and ahem kar v'pasul. Yeah.
So if you let's say edim chesima for a shnar, right? And one is not the kar v'pasul. So are you able to just like cross them out? Meaning, if you like, can you just do that for edim chesima, or it doesn't work on that?
It depends. I think it depends on the details of like where they signed.
But there are situations. If it's messed up, so in the last minute you could always change it. But once it's signed, like as an official thing, like, you can change.
Not necessarily. There are cases where someone signed on the shtar, we can still endorse. And the Rav is even talking about that. Okay, good. So in terms of the evidence of yichud eidim that it works. So again, the earliest, as far as I know, is the Ritzvah and Kiddushin. Right, the Ritzvah and Kiddushin we saw last time, the very lumdish, Ritzvah and Kiddushin Mem Gimel and Aleph, right, where he says that although, right, the Koveya for Nimsach HaMen Karav Upasol is, by Eidei Birur is the Haggadah, right, Masha Enkein, by Eidei Kiyam, the Koveya is the Re'iyah. Oh, therefore you can have a problem in the case where there are Eidim Psulim who are present at the Gidin or Kiddushin, says the Ritzvah, comes along Yichud Eidim, that the Baal Davar is Miyachid, certain Eidim, that the Eidim Ksherim are the Eidim, so then Memela, that's going to break the Tzeref to the Eidim Psulim, and it's not going to be a problem that they are there, and even having Kavan Alayim. So again, the Ritzvah Kedushin is the first one to mention this idea that Yichud is able to break the Tzeref between the Eidim Ksherim and the Eidim Psulim. But you also have the Rush. So you can turn back to the Rush in our Masechta. Right, after the Rush rejects the Rif's factor of Heker, the Rush presents this idea of yichud slash hazmana. Shmuel, what do you mind? You have it? It says v'yira sh'im hizman. Do you see it? No? You got it? Yeah.
V'yira sh'im hizman hamal v'eidim sher v'amnu sham akrobin v'psulim afiyuim kibnu v'heid v'bo v'yidu v'bezim v'bo nispaz v'yidu s'aksherim.
Oh, right. So the Baal Din is sort of a certain like bailus over his own Eidim. And if he says, I want these two Eidim to be my Eidim, no one else has the right to basically, to break into that kat and to join that kat in order to be Mevatla. So again, so the Rush has this idea of Yichud, and his bigger Chiddush is that even he says a little later, this is the Chaim Kisha Adam Tzarech, there's a bigger Chiddush.
The Chaim Kisha Adam Tzarech Eidus.
So this is a bigger chiddush, right? All right, case number one is where you have a group of Edim, and the Baal Davar says, I want Reuven and Shimon to the exclusion of, Levi and Yehudah. Okay, that works. This is a bigger chiddush. This is a case where I say, oh, I need Edim. Please come to give edus for me. So we assume that implicit in asking for edim is that you're dafka asking for edim ksherim. So the Rosh is saying not only do we have an explicit, yichud, he's even willing to have like an implicit, yichud, where if you're asking for edim, mistama, you're only asking for edim ksherim, and there's an implicit, yichud there that you're excluding any potential edim psul. So again, just it's important to note, it's a chiddush to again apply this yichud from an explicit yichud also to an implicit yichud as well. Just for the sake of time, the shach in Lamed Vav Sifkatan Ches again points out, he says, in the whole piece, he says, right, Lemaisa, I think that the Mahalach, which says that Re'iya alone with Kavana Lehayad should be Koveya, right? He rejects, the Shach rejects, you know, the Politosos and the Ritzvah and the Ramban, who say that not only do you need Kavana, sorry, not only do you need Re'iya with Kavana, you also need Haggadah, that's approach number two. Shach says, oh, the Pashas of the Gemaras is in line with what we call approach 1b, is that Re'iya alone with Kavana Lehayad should suffice. So Shach says, oh, according to that, you have Tosis as Kasha. If Re'iya alone with Kavana Lehayad, it's a problem. So then, let's say you have Krovim and Psulim at the Gidin and Kedushin, who have Kavana Lehayad. Oh, is it going to be a problem? Shach says, no problem. We're going to solve that through Yichud, right? Through Yichud Edim. So then it says, Lamaisa, it's very important for the Balei Davar to be Miyached, the Edim Ksherim, and in this way, you're going to solve the problem of having Psulim there who are present at the Shas Maisa of Kiddushin or Gershon. Yeah.
Is it asking to be like the Balei Davar or someone else? Let's say.
It sounds like the Balei Davar. If you notice, in the Maisa, it sounds like it's the Balei Davar.
Their point is like the Masada Kiddushin not coming and saying these are
your Edim. No. The Masada Kiddushin tells the Chasim Makala Subi Miyached. But it sounds like, especially in the Lashon of the Rush, like Lav. Sounds like it's certain like bailus of the Balei Davar that they have the right to like decide who their Edom are. It doesn't sound like a third party can do that. That's what it sounds like. Oh. So the Shach who says this in Abni Miluim, and again in Evan Ezer, Mem Beis Vav, similarly says that if you think, for the Rishonim who think that Re'iya with Kavana Lehayad is Koveya, so what you have to do is that you need to have a Yichud. Right, Yichud Edim to prevent the issue of Nimtzachad Mehem Karav Upasol, and the Avni Miluim adds a chiddush that especially for Edekim, right, in the realm of Gidim Vekedushin Edekim, because you need to have Kavana to have Edekim, so therefore you don't even need an explicit Yichud Edim. He says as long as the Balei Davar have Kavana for the Edim Ksherim to be their Edim alone, that's going to suffice because Hashita is that by Edekim, the Balei Davar needs to have Kavana for the Edekim. So therefore, once you need Kavana for the Edekim, so then your Kavana, Dafka, have Edim Ksherim, is going to suffice. So again, so in terms of the evidence for that Yichud Edim works, you have the Ritzvah and Kedushin, you have the Rosh and Arsugya, and then you have the Shach and the Avnei Milu. But sounds like so far everyone is agreeing that Yichud would work. Who is the one Rishon who seems to reject Yichud Edim, like working automatically? What? Nebuki Yosef. Excellent. So if you look at the Nebuki Yosef, anyone have the Nebuki Yosef here? Right? He says that Yichud doesn't work, right? He says Yichud could have an impact on the Kavana of the Edim, but if the Edim Psulim still have Kavana Le'ed, Yichud Edim is not going to work. So if you look at the Nebuki Yosef, right? Because again, first, he quotes, the Rashi and the Rashbam hold that Re'iya with Kavana works. He says, like Tosas, if that's the case, you're going to have a problem in the case where Edim Psulim are present at the Shas Kiddushin and the Shas Gerishin. And he says, then don't tell me, oh, you're going to solve the problem by Yichud Edim, because Yichud Edim has its limitations. Anyone have the Muki Yosef? Kiva? Tzilu Dvarav Zal Tzarech Ayin? After quoting the Re'iya approach, people, he says, no, it's going to be a problem.
He says,
the problem. Right? At the end of the day, if there are, psulim at the time of the kedushin or at the signing of the ksuba, what's the problem? It says an afalpi.
Probably the shema ma'acher shenagul yachid the kedushin lo yitzdarfu im ha'acherim v'gam ha'acherim lo yishavnu lo'ayid mikol makom im ha'kavana poseles haya lanu lechush shema yesh echad mehem shemiskavin lo'ayid ela vada ein kavana lo'ayid poseles.
Oh, so basically, it says the Nebuki Yosef, even after presenting Yichud Edim, he says, yeah, if you do a Yichud, so that could technically, cause the Edim Psulim not to have Kavanah. But if they were to have Kavanah Lehayit anyways, that's going to override the Yichud, meaning that the Yichud doesn't work fundamentally to break the Kat and to say that, oh, the only people on the Kat are the Edim Ksherim. No, It only works in a technical realm by hoping that the other, that Edim Psulim are not going to have Kavanah. But in that case, if the Edim Psulim do have Kavanah Le'ed, that's going to override, and they're going to join the Kat to override the Yichud. Right? So again, so while all the Rishonim and Poskim above say, oh, Yichud for sure works, it's important to note that not all Rishonim hold of it. Yimuki Yosef doesn't think that the Baal Dover, again, has the right, has the Koach, to again, to limit the Kat. And he says, no, as long as whichever aid fulfills the requirements of Kavanah Le'ed or whatever the requirements of joining a Kat are, if Edim fulfill those requirements, they're going to be part of the Kat, and the Baal Dover has no right to push him out of it.
How does that right help?
Oh, so he says, oh, the Pshat in the Sugya must be that you need Haggadah. So that's how he comes on to Tosas's. He now agrees to the Re, that Re'ia alone with Kavanah Le'ed doesn't suffice. You also need Haggadah. And therefore, in the case of Edekim, right, those Psulim are Haggadah's Edus, so therefore it's not a problem. That's what he's saying. Oh. Last factor, which is mentioned, which is able to break a Tzeref or break the Kan, is brought up in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So if you, again, this is the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Laman Aleph. We saw it in the past. So again, the sugya in Laman Aleph is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you have two edim being made that the halva was 200, two edim being made that it's 100, so we say that everyone agrees that the case we have two kita edim, they can be mitzarif. They can be mitzarif altogether because b'chlal masayim mana. So what's the question that Tosfos asks? According to Beis Shammai, that's considered a chasha. The contradiction between 200 and 100 is considered a chasha. So in the case where you have two edim saying 200 and two edim saying 100, there should be a problem of nimtzach and memkar of apostle, because you have hachasha. Two of the four edim are for sure giving edus sheker, so that's a problem. Nimtzach, right? So two of the edim are for sure mishakrim. Nimtzach and memkar of apostle. That's the kasha that Tosfos asks. So let's see, again, the Tosfos is Zero Masel Shebeis Shammai. Anyone have a Sanhedrin there? Kiva? So skip to the last answer of Tosfos, the Odi Yesh Lomar.
The Odi Yesh Lomar, the Chi Amar Nimsa Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, Hani Milei, Hi Ki Nisaye Ahadade, Ahacha Demetashe Ahadade Lo.
So what's his last factor, which breaks the Tzeref?
Is there actually disagreeing?
Exactly, they're disagreeing. And says Tosfos, right, that the only time that you can have, again, it's not so clear whether, I'll explain in a moment, whether Tosfos here is dealing on a Kat level or on a Tzeref level, but what Tosfos is saying is the only time you have Nimtzach and Memkar of Apostle is when all the Edim are in agreement. But what's not clear in Tosfos is he's saying, oh, because when there are disagreements, you can't form a single Kat, and this Svara of that, oh, when there's Hachasha, that breaks it into two separate Kita Edim, or is he saying that even if it's considered one single Kat, you lack the higher level of tziruf required for the din of nimtza echad mehem karav apostle? Because if you look carefully, what the Tosfos says, he doesn't say, oh, the only time you form a kat is when they're agreeing, but when they're disagreeing, there's no kat. He says the only time you have the din of nimtza echad mehem karav apostle when they're in agreement. So again, like we're discussing today, all these facts you have to figure out, are these dinim in the kat, or are these dinim in the added tziruf required for the din of nimtza echad mehem karav apostle? So, just pointing out that this answer of Tosfos is open to be read as, oh, when they're contradicting each other, therefore two kite edim, or that no, even though they're one kat, right? The particular din of nimtzach and mehem karav apostle requires a greater level of tzeref. Nafkamina, let's say, right? Would they be a single kat for other dinim? Other dine kat, which doesn't necessarily require the same level of tzeref, like the din of nimtza and echad mehem karav apostle, with this day and Tosfos still agree that there is single kat in other dinim, and it's just the gabay nimtza echad mehem karav apostle, which requires this added level of tzeref, perhaps because of the lashon of like netapel over avera. So dafka here do we say that you don't have that added level of tzeref when they're not in agreement with each other. So again, Arkan of the Sugya, and tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll start a new Sugya of Edus Miuchetes.